Yeah. tattoo with that girl with that dude's tattoo. Why don't you go up and get some headroom? I think we got enough room for you. Why don't you get up and get in tune with the girl with that dude's tattoo? We got more than enough headroom for you. Why don't you go up and get out of tune? Get up, get in tune with that girl with the guy tattoo.
Get into with that girl with the good tattoo. Electric Foam Phantom Electric Ghost, and this episode is Actualize Theme Affirmation with Expansive Sound. So the song Actualize Meme came out of a session we were playing with our Moogs, and specifically the Moog drummer from Another Mother, the D-Fam. And we were able to get it into a interesting drum loop. Because of the limitation with that machine is it doesn't have MIDI, it only has 8 steps, doesn't have any kind of trigger pads. By the way, it has a trigger that you can move it along a couple of notes, going forward. But the limitations, it's only got these velocity and pitch dials and a tempo. And then the other thing is that it's got a patch bay. So the patch bay is kind of really the real input. And then what we did is we actually sent it out to a Make Noise mass module, which is able to do logarithmic and exponential processing of CV signals. So what the fuck does that mean, Josina? What the hell does that mean? Well, that means that you can actually create low frequency oscillators that trigger different beats. So what the hell does that mean? Well, it means that you can just modify the rhythm by putting it into other, Eurorack gear, which is a simple thing. So you can take one Eurorack module and make it affect another. And since our DFAMP is inside of our Arturia 6U, which is a Eurorack solution from Arturia, we're able to actually get it to be modified by other units that are in that Eurorack module, such as the Mother 32, the Morphogene sampler from Make Noise. And what we actually have going on here is a Morphogene sample of a Phantom Electric Ghost song. And we implore everybody who's a Ghost fan to kind of figure out what sample is that, what are we using in the song. And then we can kind of splice it into a gene, which is basically a clip. But on the Morphogene, you don't have a grid to look at your sample. All you have are color coding, a little circular dial, circular grid that shows like the speed of the sample. Whether it's in the green is closer to what the original speed was. And then you can warp it, clip it, slow it down, and you can time shift it so that part of the sample occurs, the first couple seconds happen at the same time the middle of the sample happens. So we play with that a lot. And from there, we got something in my throat, which is not what I want when I want something else down my throat. But like Jack Daniels or something else. Or something a little harder than that. Oh yeah. So the other thing we get into, we get into a lot is not fooling around. As we did this song called Hell of a Catch, My Dears, and it's kind of really, really distorted, heavy distorted. You can't probably tell my voice from it a lot. It gets a little too much. We kind of like that sometimes, get this punk aesthetic. So we got a song called Hell of a Catch, My Dears, which came out of a jam session that we did. And that jam session is actually My Dear Catch Hell Please. It got the whole thing. And it was like a 3 different songs. And by the time we got to the end, the last 4 minutes of it came out a hell of a catch, my dears. So it comes out of a session we call My Dear Catch Hell Please. And the beginning of it was kind of this piano interlude, then gets into this kind of guitar synth thing, and then gets into a kind of a punk aesthetic. And initially it starts with just a DFAMP beat, and it abruptly shifts. And by the time we get to Catch Hell, My Dears, that one actually has BeatStep Pro. The BeatStep Pro comes in, and then we're able to tighten up the beat, and then we get a little rough with the out the rough, grunge, punk aesthetic on the guitar. And then the song we really dig a lot is a song we call The Girl with the Dude Tattoo. And we originally came up with a DFAM beat, and then we did a Moog bass line, but it was really kind of understated. So we went and overdubbed it and emphasized the bass line. So it's kind of like a shadow, a scratch bass line that was originally there. We actually put it out with a bass line that was a little weaker in volume. And so this one's called The Girl with the Dude Tattoo. It actually supposed to be called The Girl with the Dude Tattoo X. And the X version is the one that actually has the second bass line done with the grandmother. And the grandmother is great for doing basses. It has a very cool, well, it has like the kind of traditional Moog sound that you can get out of it. And then it's got the spring reverb, but gives you a lot of real, it's a real spring in there. So that works pretty cool. So we like that. And it just emphasizes the whole thing. And it's kind of interesting. Sometimes you can build, we've done this before, where we'll do an initial vocal and maybe we don't like the quality or the sound level of that vocal. And then we'll actually do another vocal on top of it. And one of the big songs we did that with was a Dark Ghost song called The Highest Tree in the Canopy. And so when we did that song, we had an initial vocal that we recorded kind of along with the main melody of the song. But then we realized it didn't come out that great. So we actually brought it down a little bit to kind of have a scratch vocal. And then redid the vocal, and the scratch vocal is kind of very low in the mix. And then we bring the new revised vocal, which becomes the lead vocal, and it becomes higher in the mix. And really, the other one's just there as a reference. And then suddenly we change the lyrics, and we adjust it. And that's what we did here. It is like a scratch bass, and then we re-emphasize the bass, which is a technique to kind of stay in, you know, to overdub your song, and then have some of these like shadow things, and it gives it a little interesting flavor, because then